Caution. This podcast is designed for mature audiences. We delve into topics surrounding sexuality and intimate relationships in a candid and open manner. Please note that we are not licensed marriage or sex therapists, and the content shared here is intended solely for entertainment and informational purposes. If you are under 18 years old or prefer not to engage in explicit discussions about sex, relationships, or mature language, we advise against proceeding further. However, if you're of legal age and comfortable with such content, feel free to settle in, grab a beverage, and enjoy this episode. Just remember, time flies when you're having fun. Oh, and the stories you're about to hear are true. The names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, where every episode is a journey of discovery, liberation, and endless possibility. Join your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine, as they peel back the layers of convention, inviting you into a world where passion knows no boundaries. Beyond Monogamy, a podcast that transcends the traditional norms of relationships to uncover the raw, unfiltered stories about the lifestyle. And now, your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine.
So, this is going to be the last episode we record before we take a little break. So, we're going to have a good time tonight. Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, the podcast. I'm Janet Valentine.
I'm Roger Johnson.
I'm Barbie Triple E.
And I'm Steve, the professor.
So I don't know what topics we have to talk about today, except for I have a word.
Oh.
Okay.
Right. I have local news.
All right. But let's start with a word, and then we'll go into local news, and then Steve, I'm sure, will come up with more if we want to. Sarah McMillan has become one of my favorite comedians to watch because she is so freaking funny, and she's with that... She has that British accent. She's the one that was talking about the pussy graying. And I finally found the clip and I sent it to you guys so you could listen to her talk about it. Oh my gosh, it's so funny.
Hilarious. Well,
in listening to one of her other routines, she used a word and I did not realize there was a word for what I've been trying to describe out there. And it's British slang. And the word is banjo string.
What?
No, does it, anybody want to take a guess as to what banjo string? Don't cheat. Take a guess as to what banjo string means.
She is.
I heard her.
And was that male or female? Does it? I mean, banjo string. Are we talking like a teeny weeny little G string kind of thing that's going up the crack of your ass?
I'll give you a hint. It refers to something in the male anatomy.
Oh.
Why okay, so remember, like I talked about that when you give a guy a blowjob,
the little cord.
There you go, right? When you give a guy a blowjob, that one of the tricks, ladies, is to play with that little. I called it the big vein. Okay.
Yeah.
Evidently,
the cord.
Yeah. In Britain, they call it the banjo string. I wanted to make sure, so I asked an AI bot. I won't reveal which one said what. I asked an AI bot and it said, the term banjo string is a slang expression referring to the frenulum. I guess that's the real anatomy word for it. F-R-E-N-U-L-U-M. A small sensitive band of tissue on the underside of a penis that connects the foreskin to the glands, the head of the penis. The term likely derives from the frenulum's thin string-like appearance resembling the string of a banjo. It is often used in informal or vulgar contexts, particularly in British slang, and is associated with discussions about male anatomy, sexual activity, or injuries like tearing, which can occur during vigorous sex.
Oh, you can hurt the banjo string.
Right?
I hurt my banjo string.
So you hurt your banjo string.
She plucked it a little too hard.
Play with my instrument.
I have a nice little word. Instead of calling it a frenulum, I can say, ladies, you need to find the banjo string on that guy's cup.
Find that banjo string.
That's a good
Got
one.
A lot of power.
Yes.
Oh, let's okay, jump Barbie, to I'll, local I'll news.
I'll cede the floor to your local news, Barbie.
All right, local news. Well, I live in a relatively small city, but our population dominates in younger people. And recently, our town has gone through an enormous amount of placing speed bumps. Like all summer, they've placed speed bumps on these roads. Like they're commonplace now. And people are kind of pissed off about it. So somebody went out there and spray painted a giant penis, a 6-foot penis on two of the speed bumps. I got a photograph. Somebody had it, of course. Now, they said within 30 minutes, the city folks were there. They had the street cleaner and they had somebody to spray paint it.
They can't fix a pothole, but they should sure get rid of that penis on that speed bump.
Since this was read on social media, the comments were phenomenal. I just got to tell you, I was gut laughing. I mean, people were like, what a dick, you know. I mean, you know? And then somebody said, is it really 6 feet? Or is it really 3 feet? But they are saying that it's 6 feet because, you know, that's how we do it. Just over and over these hilarious comments. So anyway, but that was our local news of the day, was the giant penises that were on a street near our downtown area. Yeah, yeah, that's a good one. You know, with all the cameras anymore, even as a young person, or maybe they weren't a young person, who knows?
You know, who did
anybody
that, right?
Can get spray paint? Yeah. You know.
See, that's what I cameras, think we
I'd
should...
be horrified of being caught. Yeah.
I think as we get older, what we should do, I totally plan on using my age to do the things I want to do. And I'm just going to say, you can't prosecute me because I've got dementia, right? So if
that's right. A bunch of us old ladies go out there. Because you're 10 years older anyway. You're 10 years right. older anyway.
Exactly. So if a bunch of us old ladies go out there and paint a speed bump like a dick, we can just say, hey, we had a dream that this is the way it should be or whatever. What are they going to do to us? Throw us in jail? Really? What are they going to do to us?
Well, yeah, it would be newsworthy. That's for sure. And so was this. But everybody was laughing about the quick response. It had probably, you know, if you knew our city, nothing really happens quickly. But they were right on that one.
I'm with everybody on that. That would be a little ridiculous and stand out in a bad way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 6 foot long.
So, Steve, did you have a word you wanted to talk about or anything you wanted to talk about?
I have a word in story.
Okay, good.
The word, and I'm going to tell you right now, guys, we are so vanilla looking for words and stories and all this stuff. In the lifestyle world, we are so vanilla. So either these are some crazy people out there doing this shit, or else they're just making it up. So that's just my preface there. But now, Janet, this one you should get. The word is jelly bean smuggler.
Oh, that's putting the jelly beans up the pussy, right?
Yeah. I'm going with
I'm going with that.
Putting it in the
or
prison
underneath
pocket.
Your tits, underneath your tits, or a prison pocket.
Oh, putting it in the prison pocket.
Prison pocket. Ooh, not the prison pocket. No, you gotta go in the pussy. Oh, and then let them, you know, see if you can shoot them out or eat them out. Now, again, those would be if you had sugar-free.
That's it. I'd have to be sugar-free jelly beans if sugar-free. I'm putting them anywhere near my pussy, right?
Because, again, listeners.
So what Steve, does jelly bean smuggler mean?
I saw this. I had to do this one, Janet. A jelly bean smuggler is a man with a very small micro penis who's wearing a Speedo or tidy whities. And thus intentionally reveals the outline of his unimpressive jelly bean sized dick.
Oh,
that's funny. That makes so much more sense. Like, I'm just like, I'm a little embarrassed at how off we were.
Way off.
You know, that's in my ass.
Yeah.
I've heard that said a couple times.
Yeah. Oh, did you know that's in my ass?
Micro penis.
Now,
but still trying to put that speedo on and put that baby out there.
Roger, the story, you may want to close your ears or hold on to your junk because you're not going to like this. This is scary for us. This is a true story, and I researched it. There's an American guy who was having issues getting his penis erect. It was impotence. They tried things. Him and his girlfriend had been trying this, trying that, and everything else. Well, the last attempt, she took a straw from the expanding foam and put it down into the urethra. She accidentally hit the trigger.
Oh no.
Yes.
Oh. How do you explain that in the emergency room?
Can you believe that?
You have to go to the emergency room. I mean, on that one, you got to go.
Yeah, she hit the top and sprayed the foam into where it hard became it, and it became anchored to his genitals.
How can that be?
The doctors had to cut a new opening for the man to urinate between his scrotum and his ass.
The things you do to get hard. Oh my God.
And I have a picture right here of the expanding foam that was removed from his bladder and his penis. And it's a 15-inch. No, it's a 6-inch. It's a 6-inch ruler.
Oh.
A big ball about that big.
So
that's why we are quite vanilla.
So that has to be like low mental cognitive ability. Come on,
people, be safe out there. You know,
yeah.
That is a crazy story. You know,
drugs and medical.
Yeah.
Here's a rule:
if you're doing the other.
If you're doing drugs, don't stick anything in any orifice of any kind.
You know, if push comes to shove, you use a tongue depressors and duct tape or medical tape to or popsicle sticks. There you go.
That's the redneck way to do it. So, there are
100 other things you can do.
There are doctors out there that help you get it hard. And like I said, I've done one guy where he tells me in the middle of fucking him, squeeze my balls to pump him up. And says, because he's got an artificial one. And I, I fucked him just because I wanted to see what it was like to get fucked by an artificial dick. And it was a lot better than getting fucked by a strap-on. Okay.
Because
at least you had some movement. Yes, you could just, anytime you felt like adjusting it, just reach around and pump on those balls and keep fucking. And I was in a swing at the time, so it was easy to grab the balls.
That's fantastic.
Working on things in a non-sexual way, here's what's just ringing in my head here, is that foam, as it expands, that's part of a chemical reaction, and it puts off an immense amount of heat. So this dude's junk is cooked. Pun intended.
Pun intended. Yeah. Pun intended. Ooh. Golly.
Go ahead and finish. I got a story to reel all this back in.
Well, after Janet said that about L played with a guy who had in one of his testicles had a pump, and he just pump it up.
Pump him up.
And go to town. I'm going, whoa. I said, okay. I said, how was it? She goes, it was fine.
Here's what happened to me this week.
Okay.
And this might be the most PG thing this season. So we're talking about making some changes and getting a sailboat and moving on to a sailboat. And you know, mm-hmm. I was laying around and Dee and I were talking, and what are we going to name this thing? And here's my stance is boats typically have like the lamest names. So I wanted something kind of cool, but But you know, I was just trying to think of it. It, you know, like, I mean, if we're talking about movies, you know, in that movie Step Brothers, that where they wrecked the boat, that was the Gilded Lady. You know, everybody knows the Black Pearl or the Flying Dutchman. The orca was the one from Jaws. But you know, what would your boat name be? What would your boat name be? Just off the top of your head.
Living the dream.
Not
that's
a bad
probably
one.
Pretty blah, because everybody probably has something like that.
It would be BTLN, Better Late Than Never Club.
There you go.
Better Late Than Never. Right? That's what we said when we were talking to Crimson and said, you know, this is what we would say is, I didn't get into this lifestyle until, and I think about it, I don't think I could have gotten into the lifestyle when I was raising my children. You know,
that was too hard.
Right. And we would, I now look back and we went to these parties and there were these people that, you know, had the young children and they were at this thing. And I look at that and I think, I don't know, number one, if my relationship would have stood for it. And number two, you know, because you get to a point where when you've been with the person for 10 or 15 years or whatever, then you're like, oh yeah, we should try something different. But Better Late Than Never Club, that's where I am. That's, you know, going back to Freaky Friday.
I think that's solid. Steve, you got one or no?
Well, I like what you had said episode or two ago about no fucks left. You know.
Now remember, whatever this name is.
Oh, I know.
On a boat.
Mayday.
I understand.
Yeah. Over the radio.
Right.
And they're going to be laughing when they come to rescue. Yeah.
Right. That could be.
Not even the boat.
That could be no fugs, like F-U-G-S, yeah. No fugs left. Yeah. Okay.
Now, if you do want to take it, you know, I don't know about where you go up and down, where you go, it's the Pineapple Express might be nice.
How about?
Oh, with someone upside down.
How about fug drunk?
Fug drunk.
So this being a sailboat, it hit me because I wanted to, if we're going to run this thing around, I wanted to be kind of true to our identity and maybe get it out there a little bit. Not being on land, asses might be a little harder to come by, you know what I mean? And so I'm like, how could I send this to people? How could I do it? And I was just like, it's a sailboat. We're going to call it Blow Me.
Oh, I like it.
And you don't worry about that one coming over SOS. Come on. I need to blow me. Quick. SOS, blow me.
I like Blow Me. I like it short. I actually have a t-shirt. Okay. I have a t-shirt that says Blow Me, but it has a trumpet on it. Okay, oh, I got it at a bar. I was drunk. I got it at a bar. Oh, of
that's
course.
Fantastic. So
I have the Blow Me shirt.
D being that's the fantastic. Researcher she was, because these people register these names.
Right.
And I think she was gonna get on the Coast Guard website or wherever they do it and try to reserve it. And it's fucking taken. It is already taken. It's some jerk in Texas that has this on his fucking boat.
So what about Blow Me Again?
Oh, I don't know.
Or
Blow Me Twice.
Our Friends of Ellis. Right? Friends of Ellis.
Yeah.
That's Friends of the Lifestyle.
Yeah.
I like Poets, too. Poets. Piss on Everything Tomorrow Saturday.
That's right. I like Poets. So, I'm still back.
Yeah.
My thing would be Better Late Than Never is where I am right now. That's my total attitude right now. Yeah,
I like that one. I like that a lot.
Right.
I thought what I had was just genius, and apparently somebody else.
Thought it was genius first. Too. Right.
Yep. There's always one genius.
It is Better Late Than Never.
Well, I was thinking along the lines of we had that discussion of what would your tombstone, what does your tombstone say?
Yeah.
What you putting on your tombstone? I should have fucked him.
Yeah. Worn out, baby. That's there what I was going to say. She wore it out. Worn out.
So wet and worn out.
Yep. Well, not as wet as I used to be.
To be continued.
Wet, wild, and worn out. There you go. Right?
Wild and worn out. Oh, boy, isn't that the truth? God. You know, I made some great nursing home memories over the years. The sad thing is, I won't remember them by the time I'm in the nursing home.
We're going to cause major havoc. We need to go to a lifestyle nursing home. Like, we
wouldn't
do
that
not
be great?
Need to,
yeah, yeah.
We do not need to fuck around with the vanilla people. We just need to to a nursing home that is a lifestyle nursing home.
Or, you know, if you want to be a nudist, you just run around in your Depends. Sorry. Sorry. That's a little too close to home anyway.
It is, but at the same time, you know, it's just because you can just sit back and regale each other with the stories again and again.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you know, yeah. I think it's amazing when I talk to other people and ask them, hey, do you want to be on the podcast? They'll be like, I don't really have anything to say. Well, I know that you do. I know if you just think about it, you think about either a really good experience you had or a really bad experience you had.
Yep.
Or even, you know, do a segment on, you know, judge a book by its cover type stuff. Everybody's got one of those where you got somebody that you looked at them and go, no way. And then when you did them, you went, wow, that was really good.
Oh, isn't that the truth? Wow. Yes. Yes. Very much so. Don't judge a book by its cover at all.
So you call that sailboat no prudes. No prudes allowed.
Yeah, I like that.
Swimsuit That's optional. Right.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, it's, you know, in a state that has a lot of boats.
Oh, well, I think
I can't
you should
even
name
imagine.
It off of our product. Okay, so you should call it Slickums.
Slickums.
Slickums,
ah, there you
right?
go.
You should call
like
it Slickums, or
Look
you
that
should
one
call
up.
It, what, right? Slickums, or what are other products we got? Oh,
the mayday, mayday, mayday. Dick, this is the Dick Dipper.
Dipper. There you go, right? Dick Dippers. We're here and we're in trouble.
That's right.
Send out the chocolate crew. Dick Dippers, or what was our little, the bead bracelet. What did we call that? Oh, he did a commercial for it. Mandingo did a commercial and we named it. Beauty beads or something, right? The anal beads around the waist.
We'll be right back after this short message from Beads on the Go.
Hey, party people. Ready to spice up your next sex party? Introducing Beads on the Go, the world's first anal beads you can wear around your waist. Stylish, discreet, and oh so chic, these beads double as a flirty belt until you're ready for action. Just unclip, lube up, and let the fun begin. No more fumbling in your bag. Keep the party poppin' with Beads on the Go. Available now at all adult boutiques. Beads on the Go, the best ass accessory money can buy.
And now, more from the Beyond Monogamy cast of characters.
Yeah.
Anal magic.
That. Anal magic.
D won't be happy
that
with that
on
one.
The boat. Put that on the boat. Oh, gosh. They'd be lining up. Lining up down the dock.
I don't know. I'm thinking Slickums.
I like Slick because they'll never really know what that means.
Yeah.
Right.
Slickums right. would work.
Dee's gonna hear it
on the back.
Dee's gonna hear it and go, "No, I don't think so." So we're gonna take a break, and that means we'll be off for, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 weeks. We'll see how long we need. That means fall parties. I think that's the time we're going to jump back in. And so hopefully we'll have some information. You guys have fall plans coming up?
There's an Oktoberfest party coming up.
Well, that'd be a good one.
Yeah, that's the theme.
You're in the good Oktoberfest and Halloween. Won't that be fun?
I told you the story. The Halloween party that I went to that was a lifestyle Halloween party was really bad. Nobody was really playing. There was a bunch of fakers that were just sitting in the hot tub and just wanting to be with each other and watch and stuff. And everybody was all way dressed up and nobody was really playing, and we drove really far out, and it was very disappointing. And as we were driving back, we stopped at a bar that was in the middle of nowhere, like in one of these towns that doesn't even have a stoplight. Okay. And there's just this two-story bar, and there are tons of cars that are hanging out in the parking lot. And Fabio says, let's go in, because this is his speed. I am not the adventuresome person he is. You know, he's the one that says, let's go do this. And I'm like, I don't know those people. I don't want to do this. They don't know me. And so I start getting into my head of blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I am dressed like a whore. Okay. Cause like I am in a corset, and I'm in these leather shorts and these fishnet stockings and these fuck me shoes that are, you know, like 4-inch heels type stuff. And I mean, my boobs are flying out and stuff. And he is dressed up like the Phantom of the Opera. Okay. So he's in his little Phantom of the Opera thing. And I'm the whore I had a tuxedo corset, you know, it was kind of cute. And I was like, we don't know anybody. And we park in the field. And a couple cars next to us come next to us and park too. And these girls get out, and they are dressed like cops that are like not regular cops, like leather miniskirt cops with the cop hat and the boobs and the you know, the handcuffs and the whips and stuff. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay, maybe I'm not overdressed for this. And so they're walking in and laughing, and they're younger. And I'm like, they're young. And he's like, I don't care. And he goes, what are they going to tell us, that we're too old, that we can't go into this party? And he goes, the fact that we are walking in their doors, they ought to be impressed. And he goes, and your tits will get us in anywhere. So we walked in, and that place was full of people on both floors. I mean, wall to wall people, and they were dressed up in Daisy Duke stuff and in Muscle Man stuff and like just bare skin, a lot of bare skin with just a little bit of across everybody. And it was Halloween. And I got to tell you that as I walked in, I got pawed by more people at that bar than I did at the lifestyle party. You know, more guys were feeling me up boob wise. And then when they figured out that I didn't have panties on underneath the leather skirt thing that I was wearing, they were all, I mean, I got fingered on the dance floor. And I was like, this is not a lifestyle party, but it was sure fun. You know, it was younger. So Halloween that's a good memory for me. And I'm going to take that to the nursing home. And I'm going to tell that story. And people are going to go, oh, she's just a crazy old lady. Yeah, I'm a crazy old lady. But you know what? It happened.
I can't make this shit up. It's real.
Funny.
What's the best Halloween costume that you've seen at a Halloween party?
They are going to dress up as minions. They got the glasses and the headphones and the blue skirts and the yellow tops.
That would be cute.
So I think she may end up being a minion. So
being a naughty minion.
I did. We had a costume party, and I went, do you remember the red thong singlet, Janet, that you got me?
Yes.
The Rudolph. I wore it to a party. And so they all like that one. So.
Right.
So I'm a lifestyle wrestler. I'm a, you know.
That's fun.
My favorite is these lifestyle Halloween parties when people fuck in their costume.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. That's got to be great.
I that is just epic.
That's great. Oh gosh, yes. That's great. I still like my favorite one of all. It's just a potato. That was a dictator.
The guy holds a potato and says he's a dictator.
Yep. Easy, simple.
That's funny.
And that one you can wear while you're playing. Throw it aside.
Probably the funniest one was at the party where Beauregard was dressed as a nun,
oh,
and all the women,
that one.
All the women on their knees sucking his cock.
Yeah,
that was hilarious. Amazing.
Well, Miranda, Bill and Miranda, yes. Miranda, who doesn't play very much. She only likes to play with Bill. And that's because she has a quick trigger. And so does he. And so when she comes, she doesn't sound like Tornado, but she screams at the top of her voice. I'm coming. Okay. Like, okay, we know, but like the whole rest of the world knows when she's doing it. And so she was had a glass of wine, and it was the party was at her house.
Yeah.
And Beauregard showed up as a nun. And then I have the vivid picture of Miranda on her hands and knees, him standing there in the kitchen, which also makes it naughty. You know, these people who say this is the place that you fuck and don't fuck here. Oh, come on. This is a sex party. No. Don't tell me where to fuck, right? Right? So she's in the kitchen and she's on her knees and she's blowing Beauregard, and he is just living it up as a nun, getting blown. It's like, okay, that's a great party.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I don't know. I got to figure it out because these parties are coming.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. Should I bring back Tiger King?
I think Tiger King's one Tiger that you should King. Bring back. Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, my God. That, yes.
I went to a party. I have vivid memories of this one, too. This guy dressed up as Jesus. Oh, so you got all these people. I'm going to piss them off that are religious. I can't believe I did this. Uh-huh. But yes, I fucked Jesus. I fucked Jesus.
Did you give him a blowjob?
Naughty,
job?
Naughty.
Oh,
yeah.
So did you give him a blowjob?
I it was wonderful because he was there and he did it. All he did was raise his robe up, and you know, you have the robe over your ass, like he's fucking you from behind,
yeah.
And the robe is hanging over the ass. And then this guy happened to have long hair. And so he had it down just like Jesus, and he was wearing the rope sandals.
That's fantastic.
Oh, wow.
That's fantastic.
Just
you got to have a sense of humor. Come on,
you got to have a sense of humor. And even him dressing up like that, I don't
it's
love
a sense
this
of humor.
Story ended with you saying he came and then took two steps back and was like, "Bless you, my child." I just yeah. turned and walked out. Yeah. Oh, that'd have been great.
Oh,
go ahead.
We have a party coming up in next month, and it's a wig theme.
Oh,
the weirdest wig or wildest wig. So, what kind of wig should we get?
Oh my!
Just a colored one, or is
so? It depends. It depends on how. So, like, I'm twisted enough that I would make you guys go as evil clowns and have you both put clown wigs on.
That'd be easy. That curling.
Yeah.
Right. And just be the biggest badass clown wig and stuff. And then take the nose and put it over your dick.
Oh my goodness.
Right.
Ah,
meet my new friend.
That would be good.
So, you know that, or I'm sorry. I think maybe do a dolly wig. Have Elle do a dolly wig and push her, and then put her in a corset where she puts her boobs up and pushes them up all the way out.
Wow.
Right, and then put on some bright red lipstick that when she blows somebody, it puts that red ring around the
there.
Dick. Right? Wouldn't
yes.
that be awesome?
That would be.
That'd be great.
I mean, so who doesn't want to get blown by Dolly Parton?
Oh, that's right. That's great. Right.
I think I secretly want somebody to do a devil costume. I'm not into vampires, but the devil, you know, yeah, that'd be fun to fuck the devil.
Yeah.
You know, just have that tail doing something.
Whipping around.
The tail.
Oh, it needs to vibrate on the tip.
That would be so cool.
Just, woo.
Somebody needs to make
Come
a
on,
devil
baby.
Costume with a vibrator on the tip. You know how popular that guy would be all night long?
Oh, there, absolutely. Without
there
question.
You go, Roger. There you go.
Another invention.
Get yourself a little dildo. Go to your, like, what was the sex shop you went to that you plugged before? Go to that guy and tell him we got an idea that we want him Todd. To sell a devil costume. Go to Todd and tell Todd we want Todd, if you're listening,
come on,
we want a devil costume, and we want the tail to be double as the vibrator so that you can really get the women off. Yep. You know, I mean, and if you really can't make the tail do it, at least give me a scepter, like a little, yeah.
Or even a dragon finger.
Right. The three-pronged, or the dragon finger. That would be great. Like, so the devil, like, reaches out and on your fingers, you have the vibrating fingers that are shaped for the devil. Right. Yeah. Then go around and fuck the ladies all night long. That's a story.
That's a good
Roger's thing. Like, I'm not. Roger's like, I'm not going to the devil.
Yeah, he's like, I don't
know. Well, I'm more of a I mean, I could do this. I could do the scepter. I could get a dildo, use it like a scepter. But I'm more like, if the devil showed up, like kind of in a suit.
I know that you're an EMT guy. But I know you have friends that are firefighters. And I got to tell you that if you took one of those firefighter uniforms and wore the firefighter uniform in as a costume with the full hat and everything, right? And then just made the pants accessible so that you got the boots on and everything. God, I would fuck the firefighter, right?
That's funny.
And I know you've got friends that you can get this from easily. Get yourself the firefighter suit and let me know what happens when the firefighter man runs around.
Awesome.
I believe, was it you that did the doctor or somebody else I went to? They put on a lab coat and they went as a doctor. Was that you a couple of years ago? I think it was Roger.
Yeah, I did that. I had the scrubs.
Well, yeah, lab coat and scrubs. I'm talking that. That's doctor fantasy right there. Get yourself one of those headlamp things that you put around and do some pussy examining.
There you go. I'm not a gynecologist, but I'll take a look.
Where did my scrubs go that I had? The scrub costume.
Is scrubs and a lab coat? Give me that. Ooh.
Yeah,
I mean,
and scrubs have accessibility.
It has a name on it. I think it's like Dr. Schlong or something.
Right. That's then the only thing you're missing really on that one is get yourself a headlamp. You know, a headlamp and say I'm here to examine. You know, you guys.
Oh, I've got headlamps. I got headlamps.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you're really good, you're going to bring in a doctor's kit, and you're going to have slickums in the doctor's kit. You're gonna have little toys and little slickums and stuff, and you're gonna get that woman out on the table, and you're gonna act like you're examining her, and then you're gonna start inserting different things in there to see what she plays with. Oh my god, that's hot.
And the slickums could be in like a big syringe.
The slickums would be in the syringe and just go, let's
let me help you out here
a little bit. Well, let's
give you a little touch up.
Hello.
There you go.
I'm ahead. I'm Dr. Feltersnatch.
Dr. Feltersnatch. It seems a little bit dry here. Okay, you're gonna feel a little bit of a cool touch.
Yeah.
You're gonna feel a little pressure.
And then I shall do some probing.
That's hot. Come on, people.
That's hot. See, we already did your costume. There you go.
We're doing it.
Well, this is going to air in plenty of time before Halloween. So I ask the listeners out there, if you have other ideas on what these guys should dress up as for Halloween. I don't think I will be going to any swingers Halloween parties this year. I got personal family events that are gonna not do that for me. But you guys, I want to live through you vicariously. Let's figure out what you me should too. Dress up to be. If there's a wig or if there's a costume that you can think of, a good idea, or if you want to help Roger name his boat, let's do that. Send in something you want to go to, that you want to communicate with us, go to the website, which is Beyond Monogamy Podcast, all smashed together, spelled monogamy correctly, beyondmonogamypodcast.com. And you can reach out to Roger or me, leave a comment, leave a note. You can also tip Mandingo, because that dude has been doing this for free for almost 2 years and isn't getting paid much. So leave him a couple bucks, people, even if it's just $2. I don't care. Just tip the guy. Mandingo's a good producer. Let us know your costume ideas. Let's have some fun. I was thinking Elle definitely can be the librarian. Okay, because we've seen her do the librarian before. She could put that hair up and get her the big glasses, you know, and then have her wear the suit that has Velcro and strips off into the naughty librarian, right?
Oh, yes.
Right? Yes. And have something sexy on underneath, right? So I'm thinking naughty librarian for Elle. I will tell you that in my mind, if it was Barbie that was going, I would make Barbie be the angel, the big boobed angel, because in my head sometimes, remember I had some discussions where Barbie shows up as an angel a lot of times on my shoulder, and she talks to me, and so we get, you know, something white and angel-y or whatever, something white and pure.
I used to have a great outfit that was just white, and then I'd wear white stockings. It was awesome. Yeah.
And you know,
all I need to put some wings. Yeah.
Right. White lingerie and get some wings, and then, you know, bring some of your own slickums in there and say,
that's right. Let's go.
I bring you angel dust.
That's right. La la la. Well, bless you, my child.
Right.
That's
so
still my favorite.
I don't know what D should be. Her boobs are so beautiful. That I mean, she's got to have something that's like, and her skin is so beautiful.
Now I see her being a vampire woman. I just see that's, it. She's hot. Like you just want to bite her.
So, I agree wholeheartedly. It's hard to get her to put it out there like that. So that's where the Tiger King thing works, because she'd rather just show up in like a tiger onesie.
Okay.
Well, you know, that's
she's
all right.
The tiger onesie. She looks good in anything. I wore this 1 year to a party. I have the pumpkin costume, and I wore the pumpkin costume, and Fabio wore the shirt that said Peter. And if you don't get that, people, come on. Go back to your childhood stuff.
That's funny.
The best one I ever had was the construction worker.
Oh, you did have. Oh, my God. You did the construction worker. You fucked me up against the wall with the construction worker on and the boots. And you had that hat on. Oh, my God. That
and
was
tool funny. Belts with tools in it.
He had tools in there. He did.
Uh-huh.
We showed up to the party. We parked. And we were to sneak around the back door. I stripped down to nothing but the hard hat, my boots, and the tool belt with tools in it.
Yeah,
so walked right in just like that.
And it was so hot.
It was on.
That's a costume, Roger. He had like dildos hanging out of the
tool. He was ready to go. That's good. Oh,
that's good shit. Right.
The dong sawzall, you know.
Oh, gosh, yes, the dong. Dong sawzall. How could I ever forget?
I still think D. I'm with you on this, Barbie. Anything that is vampire-ish, anything that's could be D.
She's
could be the devil. She could be the devil. She's the dick devil. Dick devil, right?
Dick devil.
She could put it. She could even be a witch, because she could cast a spell.
What costume are you gonna go? They're thinking you could. You'd make an awesome sexy vampire or the dick devil for Halloween.
You know what?
She's like, what? You want me to dress up now? I'll do it.
I forget. I got these headphones on. She can't.
For Saturday morning.
She can't hear what we're
saying.
Yeah,
it's this,
right.
For this Saturday.
Yeah, what do you think? What do you think about that idea?
You know, and I don't know why, but I've always pictured D, and I think this would be, and it's not very conducive to play, but could you imagine her in like a mermaid outfit with like a corset underneath those gorgeous breasts? Oh my goodness. Just,
I think she's going to do this, a sexy pirate wench.
Oh, ooh, that's a good one too.
I like that one too.
Yeah. That's
good. You know, with that little white thing that hangs out down over the shoulders, and the boobs are her heaving bosom hangs out of the top of that white, you know, fluffy shirt, right? Mm-hmm. And then the cute little ruffled black skirt, right? And then pirate hat, and then, you know, ask somebody if they'll poke their eye out for a blowjob.
Yeah. Somebody got a peg leg I could use?
Well, that
come and help me.
It's detachable.
Exactly. Come here, pirate.
Dual purpose peg leg.
Well, I want the public to save us from ourselves. Think of more things for us. Think of more costumes for these guys so that we can live from that by them. Send us notes. They'll get them before Halloween. Let us know, because this one's going to air in the next couple of weeks. So it'll air, end of August, this one's going to air, and then we're going to take a break. So pretty much for September, I think we're going to be out, but we'll start back up probably October again. So send us your notes, and we got assignments for you guys. What costumes for the girl, what costumes for the guy, and then you want to help name Roger's boat. Come up with names that would be great to have, the hidden meeting names, or the, oh my God, that would be so funny if it came over the if it came over the distress signal.
SOS. Blow me. Blow me. Help. SOS.
You know, I'm sure there's a bunch of them out there. About 69 is better than 68, you know, or 66, which is the two guys together.
Oh, I didn't know that. See, I learned something new today.
69 is better than 66.
And of course, I learned about the banjo string. That was
banjo
definitely,
string. You know,
or 77 is better than 69.
Right, because
you get 8 more.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay. All right. That's a good one. 8 more.
All right. So I'm going to ask you guys again, beyondmonogamypodcast.com. We're going to take a break. We've enjoyed all the stuff we've recorded so far, and then we'll be back in about a month. Thank you so much for listening, all you flies on the wall. Send us what it is that you need to send us, and any information we have. We'd love to talk to you guys. If you want to be on the show, let us know. We love to hear new stories, and we hope that you come again and come again and come again.
That's it for this episode of Beyond Monogamy. We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and we look forward to having you back again for the next episode of Beyond Monogamy.